It has been an incredible 5 days in Rhode Island politics. We have a new House Speaker, and some top positions at the State House are changing hands. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay joins us this morning to talk us through the developments that started with the sudden fall of House Speaker Gordon Fox. Scott?
Last Friday, of course, the state police and the FBI and the IRS raided his office. He resigned the next day. No charges have been filed against Gordon Fox. And what that did was it kicked off a mad scramble among state house leaders to try to put together enough votes to succeed Fox as the speaker. The winner was Cranston Representative Nicholas Mattiello. He's a lawyer, 50 years old. He got in with support from Republicans and some old-line Democrats also. But he'll be a new face. He was the majority leader, so he's no stranger to Rhode Island politics. But nonetheless, it was a dramatic change at the State House.
What is the legal situation with former Speaker Fox? Do we know anything more than we did a few days ago?
We don't know a lot. The rumors are just dancing off the walls at the State House. And one of the things about the State House is the walls up there talk. However, at the U.S. Attorney's Office, they don't. They've been mum so far about precisely what they're looking for. Here's what we think is involved. We don't think it involves other political figures, despite a lot of the reports and rumors and talk radio being lit up. We're told that other political figures are not involved in this, that this is Fox's personal law practice, that it goes to money that he made perhaps off this Providence Economic Development Partnership, where he's already paid a fine to the State Ethics Commission for not disclosing some of the money that he made as a lawyer doing that kind of work in his private law practice.
I guess it is all informed speculation, but that would seem to make sense given the fact that Gordon Fox did not protest, or he seemed to go quietly and seemed to know what this was about.
Well, I think he does know what it's about, and the optics of this were so bad. I mean, let's face it. When you have federal, you know, we always like to joke that Rhode Island's a theme park for federal agents and reporters, but this really, when you see Burley State Police and windbreakers guarding the ornate office on the third floor and FBI and IRS agents scouring the office for documents and then heading up to Gordon Fox's home on the east side of Providence and carting out boxes of what they say is evidence, there's no way he could withstand that. He had very few options left. It really just had to go, and that's what he did the next day. I think he understood the gravity of the situation and decided to walk.
So his career effectively over. What are we looking at now to come in the House of Representatives there and at the State House? Mattiello reportedly bringing in his own chief of staff, Leo Skenyon. Who's he and what's his background?
Well, he's an old State House hand. He goes all the way back to being a top aide to Jack Revens from Warwick, who was the Senate Majority Leader for a time. He worked very closely with Governor Bruce Sondland, both on his campaign and as his policy director. He's also familiar with the courts. He has been the chief administrator and also the clerk of the State Traffic Tribunal. So he's no stranger to state government. He understands how the State House works. And I think that Speaker Mattiello wanted to bring in someone who wouldn't need on-the-job training, so to speak, someone who's been around, who's got some bruises on him, who understands how the system works at the State House, because it's very difficult to take over the speakership right in the middle of a session. So that's going to be a challenge for the new speaker.
He seemed to, Mattiello I'm talking about, seemed to win handily. Was there really a fight for that, or was it just kind of a show?
Well, there was a fight for it, but what happened is once the other guy has the votes, once, as they say at the State House, once the train's leaving the station, you know, you don't want to end up like one of those Japanese soldiers still fighting the war after it's over. And so what happens is that even if you were not supporting the speaker, once it's very clear that he, Speaker Mattiello, was going to defeat Representative Marcello from Scituate, who was the main opponent, once that became clear, then a lot of rank-and-file representatives said, hey, look, you know, I like you, Rep. Marcello, but guess what? I'm not going down the drain with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump on the other side now and see what I can do for myself and my constituents. There's also a couple of very interesting changes that are going to happen. The most powerful committee in the House is the House Finance Committee. The Representative Helio Mello of East Providence, who now leads that panel, is going to be gone because he was on the wrong side of this vote. The Judiciary Committee, run by Representative Edie Ajello of Providence, she was on the wrong side of the vote, so she's gone. And the Labor Committee is run by a woman named Anastasia Williams, another representative from Providence. She will no longer be there. So there's a bit of an inside joust happening right now as to who gets those positions. It looks like the finance position, which is, again, the most important, will probably go to Ray Gallison. He's a representative from Bristol who's been around, or maybe Gus Silva from Central Falls, but the betting people say that it's probably going to go to Gallison.
So does it look likely that we'll see some real changes come out of this, or do you think it will end up in a kind of a stalemate and not get much done?
Well, it's going to be difficult this session to get a lot done given the new leadership. And the other thing you have to watch is the dynamic between the House Speaker, who's Mattiello, and the Senate leadership, which is run by Senate President Teresa Pival-Weed. She's a Newport Democrat who had pretty good relations with Speaker Fox, and it looks like it's going to be tougher negotiations between the House and the Senate. And, of course, Governor Chafee, he's a lame duck. He's not running for re-election. So this puts the House somewhat in the driver's seat, and the Senate-House dynamics, always a little prickly, are going to be interesting.
Thank you very much, Scott McKay, our political analyst here at Rhode Island Public Radio. We appreciate the insights into the happenings at the Rhode Island State House. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.